This show is intended for informational purposes. You should consult your healthcare professional before starting any type of diet or workout program. Welcome to Under 10 Fitness with your host, Drew Smith. Real conversations with real people that really works. Reach your goals faster without the gimmicks. Get ready for a healthy dose of veggies and iron with Under 10 Fitness.
What's up and welcome to Under 10 Fitness. This is the show where we talk about health and fitness in a way that matters to you. No tricks, no gimmicks, no fat loss fads, saran wrap, body wraps, or otherwise empty promises. In the studio, we're going to have a lot of fun. I'm feeling very excited because this is a rare opportunity for myself. It's usually just me yapping, but I'm going to talk with Bridget and Suzanne and Dr. Grove. Now, Bridget and Suzanne, we're going to see them very soon here on national television. So I want to get to learn about you a little bit before we talk about, you know, how awesome you are at jumping and crawling and climbing. So, Bridget, if we could start with you, tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got into health and fitness. You're a mother of five children. Is that right?
I do. I have five kids. In fact, I have twin two-year-olds.
Well, that's awesome. So how do you find time to be physically active when you've got a lot of children running around?
Well, being active is very important to me. 2 years ago, I got very involved in just adjusting my lifestyle. And I found that when I make time to be active, it's actually a lot easier to raise my five kids because I have a lot more energy.
Well, that could count as your whole workout program there, is just making sure that they're ready for life and everything. So when did you kind of get into health and fitness? And maybe did you play sports? What was that like growing up?
So as a child, I tried to play sports. I was always one of the tallest, so coaches took sympathy on me and helped me out quite a bit. But I wasn't really dedicated to health and fitness. It was something that was just expected because of my height. But 2 years ago, I was 70 pounds overweight, and a friend introduced me to obstacle course racing, and I just fell in love with it. The community of people are very encouraging, outgoing, very friendly, and they've just motivated me, and now I'm completely motivated on my own to do well.
Now, it seems pretty self-explanatory, but I do have a little bit of confusion. What exactly is obstacle course racing?
So an obstacle course race is a course of maybe 5, 8, 13 miles that includes a lot of walls, carrying buckets, rigs, going up cargo nets, pretty much anything crazy and fun, and it just breaks it up every quarter of a mile. So you're constantly challenging your body with strength and endurance and not just running.
I like to break it up. I hate running. It's not my favorite, but I like all the other stuff. And Suzanne's over here shaking her head. So Suzanne,
I hate running.
Yeah. So tell me about your experience with running and what health and fitness has been like in your life.
Well, at the age of 5, I started doing gymnastics and I really love sports. So I did basketball, volleyball, track, tennis, whatever sport I could play. I basically did that. And then as I went into college, I did gymnastics in college with my other friend, who's also on the Spartan team as the elite. And my friend decided to go into Ironman. Her name is Heather. She'll be on the show as well. And I decided to go into Miss Fitness and American Gladiators, competitive bodybuilding, and martial arts. So at the age of 40, I got my black belt, competed in World, and have just been enjoying doing Spartan racing and mud racing because it makes running fun, because running is not fun.
It's not. Well, no. You look ripped. I mean, I can tell you compete in bodybuilding. You've got a pink shirt on and your muscles are popping out there. So what has your weightlifting been like in the gym?
I really enjoy weightlifting. That is probably my favorite. Just recently I went to Seattle and competed couldn't compete because my leg was injured, which Dr. Grove helped me heal from. And they had a Spartan rig competition where you have to do 5 dips, 5 pull-ups, 5 box jumps, go across the monkey bars, up the 10-foot rope, down and do a burpee in the fastest female time. And I won $100 in a free race.
All right.
Even while I was injured. So I was very excited about that.
Well, so how many races, Bridget, did you have to do of the obstacle races before you got into this Spartan Ultimate Team Challenge?
So what was pretty exciting is last year, 3 of the Spartan festivals, I won the Women's Challenge. And so I was actually contacted by NBC and asked to put together a team to participate in this challenge. So I've done fairly well, which is exciting because it's just been the community of people that have been encouraging me to work out more and more. And in fact, I actually started overtraining a little bit, which is awesome that Dr. Grove Higgins came into our picture, because I did. I got so involved because it was so exciting and started working out 2 to 3 hours a day. And so I scaled that way back with Dr. Grove's help. And now I think I have a healthy balance. So I'm hoping going forward, I have another great year. So, obstacle course racing.
Talking about overtraining, could you give a little tip? And we'd love to give tips on this show to somebody who might be overtraining, working out 7 days a week, 2 hours in the gym. Is that good? Is that bad?
That's extremely bad. In fact, you need to find a human performance specialist to talk some sense into you, because you're actually doing more harm to your body than good.
Rest is a big part of it. You got to give your body time to heal from all the damage and pressure and stress you're putting on it. So have you ever ran in the Spartan race?
Yes.
Because that's coming here to Fort Carson pretty soon. Is that right?
It is next weekend. About 5,000 people will be there. And it's one of the most amazing experiences someone can have.
Are you and Suzanne signed up for it?
Yeah. We are. And there's actually a lot of people from the show that are flying out, because this is one of the larger Spartan races of the year.
And it's a good time of year. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. Now, I'll tell you a quick story. I did do the Spartan race a few years ago. And it's, I guess they do early May or late May, early April. I don't remember exactly when it was, but it was a cold day. It was probably 30 degrees out. And the first thing that you do is jump into three troughs of water that come up to you about your chest. Well, Bridget, that'd come up to your ankle. But it came up to my chest. I was submerged in water. And that's just to start off. And then I told you I hate running. I got through five or six of the obstacles. The obstacle where you had to carry one of the tires, I was like, you know, I'm not trying to impress anybody. I'm just going to quit. And so I tapped out and I left the race, but I couldn't figure out how to get out. Anyways, I ended up finishing in the top three.
That's awesome.
Well, because I cheated. I quit, right? But my name qualified. Yeah. I was top three on the website. That qualifies you to get like a couple free races.
A free race.
You get some swag and stuff like that. So I called and I admitted my mistake, and they eliminated me like I never existed. Because you get pictures and stuff with it too, but they took my bid number off and everything. But congratulations. That's a hard race. It's not easy.
It is a hard race. But one of the things that is frustrating with what you just said is a lot of my friends are intimidated to do their first Spartan race. But if you're not in the elite or competitive, if you can't do 30 burpees, everyone's there just giving you a hug, encouraging you, helping you out. If you can't do the obstacles, there's someone right behind you willing to help carry the tires. And so I want to tell people, don't be afraid of a Spartan race. Just go out and do it. And if you can't do the 30 burpees, just keep moving. Just know you're not going to get a prize for the top three if you cheat.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I admitted my mistake. If I had to do it over again, because you can skip obstacles, I would have said, you know what? I'm just going to skip the water. I know who I am and I hate being cold. So I'd have done my 30 burpees and skipped the water.
That's one of the Spartan things that they're notorious for. In Breckenridge last year, the elite started at 7:30. The women did. And it was 42 degrees. And the second obstacle was swimming through a lake surrounded by snow. And then you had to continue on another 5.3 miles. And water is the only obstacle that you cannot skip and choose to do burpees. Otherwise, you're automatically disqualified. So, again, when there's that many people around you just encouraging you, once you get into the water, you don't quit. You just keep going because it's so exciting.
Just suck it up. So, Suzanne, what have you been doing to train for this upcoming Spartan run?
Okay, so what I've done is taking 8 teachers from my school in the elementary school where I teach, and I've got them to do it for the very first time, a Spartan race. So we've been going out to Falcon at PCR Fitness, and they have all the obstacles there. And we go and we train and we get ready for this and we run and we're like, okay, who's going to go first over the wall? Who's going to do this? And we got a team together and we've been just working together. And what's great is, as a trainer and dietitian, I'm trying to get these ladies to just get up and move and do this for the first time and just enable them and empower them that they can do something difficult.
What kind of shape do you need to be in to run one of these races?
You have to be able to walk 3 miles at least. And it's helpful if you can practice on the monkey bars at a playground with your kids or just go over there and be able to have enough grip strength to go across the monkey bars. So you need a base level of fitness, but anybody can go and walk it and do it. And if you can't, you just do the burpees.
Yeah, just take your time and go through it. Now, is there a javelin toss in this one?
There's
there was one last
throw.
Year. A spear throw. Yeah.
We love that.
Don't you feel like a badass throwing a spear at something?
Well, some people love it. Some people just accept that they're going to do 30 burpees every time.
No, never. Not burpees.
Well, that's great. We're gonna learn a little bit more about what you're doing and what you're up to. Obviously, we're going to learn about this Spartan Ultimate Team Challenge, you know, and how you got all involved and how you prepared for that. So you're listening to Under 10 Fitness on 93.9 KCMJ. We'll be right back.
Under 10 Fitness is social. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Under 10 Fitness.
And welcome back to Under 10 Fitness. We're having a party here talking about health and fitness and squats. Speaking of squats, this portion of the show is brought to you by the Squat Rack. It misses you, and it wants you to come see it at your local gym. My name is Drew Smith. I'm a personal trainer, competitive powerlifter. In the studio, I am talking with Bridget and Suzanne, who have just competed in the Spartan Ultimate Team Challenge that's premiering on NBC. What was it like being filmed for a TV show?
It was fantastic to be there with 36 teams from all over the United States, to feel like an amazing athlete and meet incredible people that are extremely fit. We just loved it.
And you're obviously competing against each other. There's a big prize, right?
$250,000.
And we're going to find out who won that on the end of the season, I'm hoping, anyways,
the
right?
June 13th.
Well, I'm glad I got you here in the studio, because if you did win, I will be calling you. So what was the obstacles like, and what was kind of the preparation to get involved? Well, I guess let's back up a little bit. Bridget, how did they told you to get a team ready for this competition specifically?
Correct.
So tell me about that process and how you got the team ready.
So it was actually just finding awesome people in the community that are very involved in coaching kids that have a passion for fitness. And so I reached out to Suzanne, who runs some ninja camps here in town. And so I knew she was really into obstacles, and she was excited about doing crazy stuff and encouraging other people to do crazy stuff. And then there's Heather, who was an Ironman athlete, who's phenomenal. She's actually won 5 Ironmans. Very impressive athlete. And then Ryan was an incredible guy and just a good role model for our team. And he works at the university school as a principal. So I got very fortunate in finding these amazing people to participate on the show with me. And then we all just got together with Dr. Higgins and just worked together as a team and develop a good strategic approach to go in strong and do well on the show.
What were the obstacles like? Is it lots of jumping, crawling? Were there explosions? What's going on?
The obstacles were incredible. We had to go up a 20-foot rope, all of us at the same time. We had to pull things. We had to, while people were pulling, we had to do a spear and try to get 3 spears in. We had to carry a shield with the Spartan face on it through tornado-type weather. We had to go up a 25-foot slip wall where we all had to work together to get up this wall and over it with no ropes or anything else. People were losing shorts. People were losing shirts. People were losing
some thong underwear showing on the show.
It's going to be crazy footage, right?
I don't know if it's still a family show after that.
Oh, right.
Star-spangled thong underwear.
Yeah.
So obviously there's a lot going on. Now, when you're going through these obstacles, just from a curiosity standpoint, is there a crowd watching you? Is there music?
You actually forgot one of the best obstacles. There was a barbed wire that was 18 inches off the ground, up and down trenches, while you're getting pelted in the face with wind, fire hoses. It was probably about 48 degrees as you're wearing these tiny outfits, so you're not really dressed for the weather. And the whole time you're getting kicked in the face, just trying to get through it as fast as possible. By the time we were done with that, it looks like a tiger mauled you to death. But it was well worth it, because you don't feel any of the pain, because there's over 400 live studio audience and cameras everywhere. And just the excitement and the pure adrenaline rush, you just keep going.
They had people clapping for us at certain areas. And there was this one where you had this long log and you had to swing back and forth and get everybody off of this log and onto this mat. So many of us biffed it, except for Bridget, who's got this extreme
helps being 6'2".
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Man, it sounds like I'm just imagining this log over a big like ocean river of water, and there's sharks, maybe an alligator or two, and it sounds very intense. I'm excited to watch this show.
It wasn't ocean water. It was probably about 30-degree water.
Yes.
Thank goodness I didn't end up in the water.
Don't rub it in.
But my team was dripping wet, and they still had to go through half the obstacles frozen.
Five, you know, we're shorter than you. We had to jump farther.
Now I can see why they got you on the show. You've got a lot of energy, so it was perfect for you to be on there, getting rid of some of that energy. Now, how long did you have to prepare for this? They call you and say, hey, get a team together. How long do you have?
So this is the exciting part that I want to tell people. We did not know the obstacles until 10 p.m. the day before. So similar to American Ninja Warrior, who's the producers of this show, you know nothing going into it. So all we knew is we could be running 5 miles. It could be a 13-mile race. It could be 24 hours. It could be a half-hour race. They gave us no heads up on how to train. They just said, be active, be fit, be healthy, and have a great attitude going into it.
And no burpees.
And no burpees, which
they
is
said there's not
we all
be
celebrated.
Any burpees.
Yeah, when they said no burpees, the room of people went crazy.
Well, as a studio audience, I mean, I don't want to watch people do burpees on TV.
Right.
Feel sorry for them. So, what did you do to prepare? What kind of workouts and exercises did you do?
That's where Grove Higgins came in. His team of people helped us put together workouts that were going to actually prepare us for the unknown. So being ready for anything, being ready to stay mobile at any moment. And so they were a big help in training our brain, training our bodies, and getting ready for something that we didn't know what to expect.
Well, this is a rare opportunity. We have Dr. Grove Higgins here in the studio, so maybe we can speak to him about kind of what his process was about giving you the correct tools that each of you needed so that you could be in the best shape. So what kind of tools do you arm these ladies with as you know they're about to go compete in this Spartan Ultimate Team Challenge?
Well, first of all, I mean, the first thing that you have to consider is that these are individuals that love to move. They love to do things. They've been lifelong movers. And they play, and that makes it a lot easier to do things and get ready to prepare them for something like this. And so when they first came in, the first thing that we did was we tried to break it down, see where the weak points were, both individually from a physical standpoint as well as from the team aspect, and then work on that because we didn't have time to condition. These individuals were as in a good condition as they possibly could be getting into it. So we were looking at how could we help them feel better, move better, and give them tools so that way they could sustain themselves. And then from there, work on some skills.
Now, those tools, is that just protein powder and energy drinks?
No, I wish it was that easy. No. The first thing that we did was we looked at, you know, trying to help each individual. You know, Bridget, when she came in, she had a little bit of a shoulder issue going in and didn't know how that was going to work. And there was a feet issues and back issues and such like that. And we jumped
whole body issues.
And whole body issues. Yes. But they had all great attitudes and they were all willing to work really hard for it. And probably the number one issue that they all had, every single one of them had, was overtraining issues.
Is that a big problem? Do a lot of Americans, or I guess anybody who's physically active?
Yeah, I mean, it's the general American mentality about fitness is go to the wall, right? And if the wall's there, go through the wall. And so instead of taking a real measured and paced way of training, we tend to just go hard. And it's just the way that we've learned to do things. But as athletes become more and more mature, they start to learn that pacing is a good thing, and as they learn to train more efficiently, they actually end up being able to do more with less, and which makes training more fun because you don't hurt all the time.
And how proud are you to see some clients of yours compete at this level?
Oh, most definitely a lot of it's very gratifying. One, because they're getting to do something that they love to do, and it shows. And you hear them talking today, and how much enthusiasm they have for it. But they're also bringing other people along with them. They're inspiring other individuals. So to be part of that and to help give them the fuel that they need to be able to excel and to inspire other people, That's a dream come true for somebody like me.
So exciting. And Dr. Grove, I forgot to mention that you are the co-founder of HPR, the Humor Performance and Rehabilitation here in Colorado Springs.
Correct.
And you're located at 402 West Garden of the Gods?
That's correct.
That's right. And you're open to anybody and everybody who wants to just move better?
Yeah, most definitely. But what helps and what these ladies know very well is have a goal to it. And things like Spartan Race, after you do one and you get a little addicted to it, then you have a purpose for the exercise that you do, and it's not just going to the gym anymore.
And you've helped me and my fiance with our powerlifting. And if it's okay, could we take a break here, come back for one more segment where we can kind of crack open your training on a weekly basis, you know, Monday through Saturday, that kind of deal, if that's all right. All right, perfect. I got some head shaking over there, so we will take a quick break. We'll be right back here on Under 10 Fitness. We'll take a quick rest break here so I can tell you about Vicki Morgan. She is a top-level personal trainer here in Colorado Springs. However, she also does online training, so no matter where you are, you can get some personalized coaching from Vicki. Here's a fun story. She didn't start lifting until she was 40 or a little bit over 40. And what that means is that she approaches health and fitness from a safety aspect. The last thing that she wanted to do was injure herself when she got into lifting. She's super healthy. She's in the best shape of her life. She's competed in bodybuilding and powerlifting. She's coached many people to and through powerlifting and bodybuilding competitions. She helps me. So once a month, I like to hire Vicki to come take a look at my form when I'm bench pressing or squatting or deadlifting, just to make sure that everything is moving. I want to get that second opinion on what she sees, because how I feel and what she sees are sometimes two very different things. So I love to get her opinion on what things that I'm doing and how I could change things up a little bit to just take my performance a little bit higher to get to that next level so that I'm always feeling good and progressing. I like to see those gains inside of the gym. So Vicki, thank you very much for helping me. And she's available to help you if you'd like. You can find her at under10fitness.com on the trainers tab. You can find Vicki's bio, or you can go to her directly at victoryfitnessteam.com. That's victoryfitnessteam.com.
Under 10 Fitness is your show. Email questions to info@under10fitness.com. That's info@under10fitness.com.
And welcome back to Under 10 Fitness. My name is Drew Smith. I like to talk about health and fitness in a way that matters to you. And we are going to crack open the exact training program that Bridget and Suzanne went through, because they competed in the NBC Spartan Ultimate Team Challenge. That is going to premiere Monday, June 13th, let me get that in there, at 10 p.m. So we can watch these ladies compete. And we're going to talk to them in a second, because there's a problem and some sort of, well, I guess it's an obstacle when it comes to being an obstacle race performer. So Dr. Grove, could you speak to the different challenges that there are with that?
Sure. Real quickly, the Spartan racer has a unique problem in the sense that they have to be able to do it all. They have to be able to run. They have to be able to sprint. They have to be able to have upper body strength and lower body strength. And they also have to have a high degree of skill to get through all of these obstacles. You know, unlike a runner who is going to run and get better at the distance that they run and increase their endurance, or a sprinter or a cyclist where they're in one mode most of the time, the Spartan racer has a unique challenge in that their training has to be much more complex, and not just on the physical fitness and all of its different modes, but also the skills that are required to complete a successful race.
Yeah, it's much more encompassing. I like to lift weights, and I mean, I compete in powerlifting. There's not going to be any question as to what I'm going to do the next day at the competition.
Most definitely. And then just to kind of cap that all off is that it's very hard to be an athletic generalist and be great at everything. And so then you have individuals like the two that are here between Bridget and Suzanne. You've got one that's 6'2", and the other one that's
5'5".
5'5", and she's very proud of that 5'5".
She's taller than me.
And so their training is going to be to match their ability to generate the physical power and skill and strength that they need.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but are you kind of a coach to these ladies, helping them move better? How do you guys work together as a team?
Sure. Well, on my side, and I'll turn it over to the ladies here, yes, I'm there to help fix them, but then also to give them direction on their training, and then also my training staff, Pat Marquez particularly, who's a strength and conditioning specialist, who did a lot of programming for them in that short time that we were training with them, but then also can go further with them as well.
Okay, perfect. And so how has your time been over at HPR? Have you seen some massive gains since you've been working on your performance?
Most definitely. I as a gymnast, we've been a gymnast for 25 years. I have a bulging disc in my back, and Grove has been able to help it so that I can go from a numb leg to a leg that is functioning and running. So it's been such a blessing to be able to move my shoulders and my back and those kinds of things to perform well.
And what about you, Bridget? Have you had any glaring problems that you've been helped with recently?
I had a pretty bad shoulder injury going into it from a lot of lifting, and I continued to train on it, which I shouldn't have. And at one point, I strained a hamstring because I increased my mileage excessively. I was going into it thinking we're going to do a 13-mile race, and because it was national television, I started upping my training to 2-a-days, 2 to 3 hours a day. And so I had a lot of injuries. So it wasn't not only just the full body help that I needed between him and his staff, a lot of various modes of helping me heal, but it was also the mental aspect, because there's many days I'd go in there just saying, I want to quit. This is way too hard. And it helped my performance, definitely just wanting to go back out there and get back into it every day.
Now, this is going to be really important, because I have an excuse sometimes that I say, well, I don't have time to work out. And you have shattered that excuse because you've got 5 kids. Are you a single mother, or what's that?
So I'm actually a single mom of 5 kids.
Okay, so yeah, that just adds to that.
And there's never excuse, because it's such an important part of my life to be healthy, and I want to be active. So even while my kids are watching TV, I'll do lunges, or it takes just as much time to drive them to school as chasing them with the double stroller while they ride their bikes. So there's never an excuse to not work out. You just have to adjust your lifestyle and make it a priority.
So what does your workout split look like now, looking at a week of training?
So a week of training, I do a lot of jogs with the double stroller, and that could be 20 minutes to 1 hour, just how much time I can get in. I play a lot of soccer in the park, and then I'll just make my kids stop and do a lot of body weight exercises. I'm a big fan of body weight exercises. I have joined a gym, and I lift quite a bit. I try to rotate every day between upper body and lower body, which is a little bit excessive. I know I should probably take 2 days off instead of 1 day, but I was actually training for another TV show too, so I did quite a bit of exercising for that show as well. But now I'm trying to just figure out a great training plan to get everything in that I need to within an hour. But then all these mud runs are coming up, which are so exciting. And so every time I think I'm going to slow down, we have the Spartan next weekend, the Denver Terrain, the Rugged Maniac, the Insanity, the Breckenridge Spartan. I'm going to fly across the nation for a couple of other Spartan races. So I might start upping that training. I might have to go back to Dr. Grove to talk some sense into me.
On a week, how many hours do you think you work out in 1 week?
So actual focused, I'm going to exercise an hour a day, but in between, it's just addicting. My kids are so excited now about fitness that we spend a lot of time just for fun, challenging each other who can do the most amount of mountain climbers, jumping jacks. I do yoga with my kids. They love it.
So you've incorporated into the family, which makes it...
It's just part of our daily family fun.
Yeah, it just makes it easy, and it's just a lifestyle for you now.
It truly is a lifestyle.
Got it. Well, very good. Very smart. Now, what do you do as far as, eating habits, diet, any supplements that you take?
So when I first started training, I consisted of Taco Bell and Diet Coke. and it goes completely backfiring. I always felt fatigued, but I didn't have the complete whole approach. I've definitely changed my dieting now. In fact, I met with the owner of a company called BioTest, who has nutritional supplements. And he talked a lot of sense into me and gave me a realistic approach of how to approach nutrition as an athletic standpoint. And it definitely changed my attitude towards food and enhanced my performance ability.
So would you say that you eat kind of a clean diet, lots of whole foods, fruits, veggies, lean meats, and then some supplements with what are those supplements?
So now I try to stick to everything I eat has 5 ingredients or less and try to stick to whole foods. I just train too hard for it to backfire on me. So I do want to eat healthy now that I'm working really hard to be active. And then I also use supplements called BioTest Plasma, which is basically a protein supplement that gives you energy to keep going and perform really well. And ever since I started taking that, I'm able to train the 2 hours a day, which I need to scale back. But at least I have that energy and the chance to do that if that's what I want to do before a big upcoming race.
And you've seen a big shift from Taco Bell Coca-Cola diet to the, well, I guess Taco Bell has Pepsi products. I don't want to get off on a tangent.
Well, the problem is I was eating so much crap that I had to drink Diet Coke excessively just to have energy to work out. Like, it was a hamster wheel of no good.
I was like, really? You need to like a
yeah.
monster?
It seems like it's working. You're bouncing off the
walls. Yeah, my teammates didn't approach me getting Red Bull right before the race.
So, Suzanne, I'd like to talk to you about your workout because you mentioned that you were a nutritionist. Did I hear that right?
Yes, I'm a registered dietitian.
Dietitian. Excuse me. What's the difference between a dietitian and a nutritionist?
A registered dietitian goes to school for 5 years to become a registered dietitian in the field of nutrition. A nutritionist just takes a class.
Got it. So there's a big difference. Okay. You know a lot more,
I
would say that. So what does your workout look or your split look like for a week of training?
So for a week of training, because I'm a PE teacher and a science teacher, I just teach 5 PE classes a day. So 3 times a week, I cover 26,000 steps. So that's 13 miles 3 days in the week. So a half marathon 3 days a week of just playing with the kids and carrying out the equipment and putting things away. And then on Mondays and Fridays, I train a lot of clients and participate with them, as well as go into the gym and do my lifting and my pull-ups and my grip training on Mondays and Fridays. Sundays I take off. Saturdays I do hikes or play or do a race on Saturdays.
And do you do a lot of weightlifting?
Yes. So the weightlifting would occur on Mondays and Fridays and Saturdays.
And what type of weightlifting? Are you doing squats, deadlifts?
Yes, all of the above. Because a Spartan race involves a lot of things, I spend a lot of time I also go to the SEC Rock Gym and you do a lot of grip training. So I do a lot of bouldering so that because you want to have good grip strength on a lot of these obstacles. So that's upper body. So I do running because I don't like the running. And then do a lot of the grip strength and the weightlifting, like pull-ups with 2 fingers and changing the grip so that you're strong to get up and over the ropes and the walls.
And as a registered dietitian, what does your diet look like?
My diet, I practice what I preach. So I try to encourage Bridget here to drink less Monsters.
I'm the project of the team.
I really try to minimize sugar. Sugar is the culprit that I teach my kids and the students, that too much sugar will lower, 1 teaspoon will lower your immune system for an hour.
Oh, really?
Yes. So if you drink 1 Mountain Dew, that's 44 grams divided by 4. That's 11 hours that your immune system is suppressed with 1 can of soda. And the average consumption for a teenager is 5 cans a day for a teen.
I'm not good at math here, but it sounds like the immune system is going to be shut down for quite a while.
For the day.
For the whole day.
Yes, on 1 can.
I don't know if Mountain Dew is worth it for that.
I don't think so.
So you eat a lot of lean meats and
lean
veggies
meats, turkeys,
and that kind of stuff?
Lean meats, turkeys, veggies, whole grains. A lot. I love carbohydrates, but in the form of sprouted grains and whole grain type things.
All right. And then what about supplements? Do you do any?
I do supplements. One that I take is called Protandem, and that works for the recovery of the cells. And it's like the ability to – so you eat fruits and vegetables, and they have antioxidants in them, right? So it's a one-to-one. So you eat the fruit, and it kills off the free radicals. Because when we exercise, we release a lot of free radicals. Well, with Protandem, it's like – a million free radicals are destroyed every 2 seconds. So it just multiplies the oxidative stress. You can reduce it in 1 month by 40%. I also like to take the plasma. That helps you have a lot of energy as well. It's a very pure protein supplement through BioTest that they introduced to us as well. But those are the supplements I take.
So it sounds like it's mostly protein supplements.
Yeah.
You're not, you know, we hear about all these other supplements, you know, NO2 and, you know, oxidizers and these kind of things. So it's protein, basically, what it breaks down to.
A little bit more you need because you're tearing it down quite a bit.
No, when you were on the set filming for this NBC Spartan Ultimate Team Challenge, Were there back-to-back days where you had to really compete and do these obstacles, or what was the filming process like as far as competing?
So we actually got up at 3 a.m., flew out there, and then showed up at this hotel with 180 amazing athletes. And that was a little intimidating because these people have run Ironmans, D1 scholarships. I mean, it was out of control. They looked like they just walked straight out of a fitness magazine. And then after you're intimidated with all these amazing people, they say, and now you have to go into a half-hour interview and tell us how awesome you are. And so it was nonstop go right when we got there, and it was just quite the experience. And then the next day, there's various other processes of photo shoots and then meeting in the gym with other amazing elite Spartan racers and pro teams from around the nation. A lot of training. That looked like Barbie dolls. These people are unbelievable athletes. This show is going to be so exciting to watch. And not only are they athletes, but the casting department did a great job, and all these people have amazing life stories. And so when you actually start talking to them, there's so much more to them than just a runner. And they all have these reasons of why they got to where they're at. A lot of them lost significant weight or major car accidents, or it almost makes me cry as you're sitting there in the hot tub listening to all these stories after you race with these people, and you think they have no life. They train all day because they're so amazing.
And that's why they picked them, because they have a cool story.
And did you have a lot of time to rest in between?
No rest. Or? And then we had a meeting at 10 o'clock, and they said, okay, these are your obstacles that you will be doing tomorrow.
Go talk about it.
Strategize, plan, and be at the bus at 5:30 a.m. Good luck.
Now, we have a rare opportunity to talk to people who were there. And behind the scenes, did you guys have, like, I imagine they probably had, you know, chefs there cooking for you, right?
No. So they told us specifically before, this is a production set. These are not athletes in charge of food. If you want anything healthy, please bring it. Because as soon as we showed up, it was cookies. And then as the team slowly started to lose, you knew who lost, because they would finally be their one cheat meal, just celebrating and having fun, and finally eat the food that they provided for us.
And was there a grocery store nearby for you to go shopping? What was that?
We did. We rented a car and went to a grocery store.
Okay.
We're pretty dedicated.
Yeah, you were dedicated to the cause.
We had an awesome team. Pretty proud of ourselves. Hopefully we're coming back for season two.
That's it.
All right. Very smart. And were your nerves just shot the whole time? Were you getting any rest?
No. The whole time we were out there, did not sleep. Probably nerves were shot for about a month before, because we just didn't know what we were getting ourselves into. It's season one. They're not telling you anything. We knew it was NBC, so it was going to be a family wholesome show promoting fitness. But when you're on reality TV, you always have that sense of just being scared, because you don't know how they're going to portray you. So hopefully, I'm thinking this show is going to just be awesome and all just uplifting and encourage people to get out and become active.
And I want to give, do you guys have any social media that people can follow to find that out personally? Or should we follow the official Twitter of the Spartan?
So Spartan actually has an Instagram, and it's Spartan Ultimate Team Challenge. They also have a Facebook page, Spartan Ultimate Team Challenge. I have a Facebook page, Bridget McIntosh Prater, that I post a lot of my race happenings if you follow me. And I also have an Instagram account, Bridget Prater.
All right, perfect. Yeah, so if we can follow you, and you probably post a lot of inspirational workout photos and just getting it in the gym.
Yes.
Great photos of her kids, or videos of her kids playing sports and her bragging on them.
I think I saw a picture of you guys all dressed up as superheroes.
That's our ultra egos. If I feel if I keep on telling my kids that they can do anything, they'll believe it.
Well, you've really shown that because you lost 70 pounds. You're competing in all these obstacle races. And as we're going to wrap up the show, can we go around and maybe just give a few tips to somebody who is listening and maybe has a few pounds to lose or wants to compete in one of these challenges? What was the biggest thing that really helped you lose that 70 pounds, Bridget?
So 70 pounds sounds so much better than 50 pounds, but actually 20 pounds was just giving birth to the twins. But the 50 pounds in 2 years was a lot of, I think the biggest key to being active, fit, and healthy is finding people around you that are encouraging, that want the best for you and want to be active and healthy. And so just finding a community where you feel like you're a part of it and you want to go, because then it's not something you have to do every day. It's exciting.
Okay. So finding something that you're passionate about. And that's why all of these different things really work. Powerlifting, CrossFit, running, cycling, swimming, all of that different stuff. And Suzanne, what about you?
As far as for me, if anybody wants to stay in touch with me, I have a website, www.suzannehemka.com, where I teach Ninja Warrior fitness camps for kids.
And that's
ages 7 to 14 locally here in the Springs. And so that runs in June 6th and 9th and 13th through 16th, right when our show airs.
And she actually has real ninjas come out and help her with the course.
Real ninjas come out, and the kids actually get to do a Ninja Warrior course together. And I teach them about nutrition and fitness and about what does a real ninja eat. And so that's one way that I loved as a 46-year-old, you know, just trying to keep in shape as a woman over 40 with four kids, just keep in shape and just keep moving and teach your kids to just keep moving.
And do you have a website for that ninja? Yes. What is it called?
Ninja Warrior Camp for Kids.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what is
ninja
that?
Ninja Kids. The website is www.suzannehemka.com.
Okay. And how do you spell that?
So it's SUZANNEHIMKA.com.
Yeah, I want to make sure somebody can find that because that's a really unique thing if somebody wants to have fun.
It's the only thing here in Colorado Springs that is available.
And last year it actually sold out, and so she had
it's
to add more camps
sold out, so.
For this year.
Yeah.
Hopefully she'll
right.
add more camps because a lot of kids I know want to do it.
Sells, and you know, different places carry it on the news, and so we'll have – Bridget will be there signing autographs and – we'll have lots of different sports.
Well, you're celebrities, Bridget. You alluded to the fact that you're filming some other shows and stuff. So we're just gonna turn the TV on and look for you. Mm-hmm. So Bridget and Suzanne, thank you very much for joining me again. That show premieres Monday, June 13th at 10 p.m. on NBC. It is the Spartan Ultimate Team Challenge. And as we're wrapping up here, I want to swing that mic over to Dr. Grove because he could probably give us some tips as well on maybe performance. What would you say to somebody who wants to compete in something like this or move better?
The first thing is get a goal. Yeah, all of us want to be better than what we are. We want to lose weight. We want to be able to do things. We want to be able to play with our kids. Find a goal. Find something that you really are passionate about pursuing, and then use that as a launching platform, and then eliminate all the excuses. Find yourself a dietitian. Find yourself a doctor who can help eliminate pain and help make movement fun again. Because once movement gets to be fun, shoot, losing weight's easy. Getting strong, easy. Doing a Spartan race, easy. Lots of training, but easy.
Does that mean you're coming out to join us?
Yeah.
The 14th, 15th?
14th and 15th. Come on.
You don't have to train. You don't have to twist my arm. I'll work on the details with you later.
Look at that. You'll have an on-site doctor to fix you.
Right.
You'll be the only people stopping in the middle of the race to get an adjustment.
That's true. Alternative motive.
Well, again, thank you so much. If you missed anything, want to hear it again or see any pictures, you can go to under10fitness.com/Spartan. That is SPARTAN. I'll put all the details up there. Again, I want to thank everybody for joining us. This is Under 10 Fitness. And as always, remember, stay motivated.